Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for using it. Thanks for taking advantage of that. We like it when you do because it's a sign of your intelligence, not mine. And there's no barrier to entry. I like saying that because I want you to know that when you get to my site, we're going to let you right on in. You don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to put in a password. You don't have to tell us, give us your email. The only time you have to give us your email is if you subscribe to my newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email every week. We're now in our eighth year of the newsletter and haven't missed a deadline since then. Every Sunday afternoon you'll get it by email, and so I hope you'll check that out as well. Don't forget to check out our blog and all the other resources on our website. Let me introduce you to a new friend. Christine Arena is our guest, and Christine is a corporate strategist. She's also a very well-known speaker and an award-winning author of a book called Cause for Success. Her new book is called The High Purpose Company. And she's our friend, our new friend, actually. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here.
It's a delight. I love being with you.
Well, I can tell. You know, it's like a dream come true, isn't it, Christine?
It surely is.
Work with me, Christine. Work with me.
I'm working with you.
What is a high-purpose company?
High-purpose companies are some of the most significant and valuable companies in the world. I always say they're the firms worth investing in, shopping for, and otherwise supporting because they meet fundamental needs. They help to solve problems, world problems, and societal needs and environmental issues through their most basic activities.
Okay, let's slow down for just a minute. You just said something that in the 21st century almost seems like counterintuitive or contraindicated, maybe I should say, because you said they're the most valuable companies in the world, and then you talked about all the cool things, all the good things that they do. You know, some people don't place that kind of value. They don't. Some people don't think of a valuable company as immediately as the things that the company does that are like good for society.
Sure. I mean, the great thing about high-purpose companies is that they are literally worth more financially because what they sell is so worthy, because what they sell is so necessary to society. In fact, so these are the kinds of companies that actually have products that people really, really desperately need.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually makes them very successful from a financial point of view.
So from the standpoint of the marketplace, they have very desirable products. But then it causes them to grow big, right? To get very large, which is good for them.
In some cases, they say small and precious.
Mm-hmm. Small and precious. That you mean like a small business owner?
That's right.
I think small business owners are precious.
I do, too. And, a lot of small business owners will always say, gee, we don't want to go public, because the minute we do, there's always that pressure to get bigger, bigger,
right,
bigger, when we feel that would dilute what we offer. So.
Right. So, but you actually say that companies really should be valued more than on what they sell, right?
That's right. So this book is all about corporate worth, but it's about taking a look at corporate worth and looking at different dimensions of that. So my research team and I studied corporate value, financial value, environmental value, and social value. And with these firms, these high-purpose companies, we actually looked at each dimension and how that company was performing to meet certain needs and criteria along each of those lines.
What would be an example? I mean, a real example. Give us the name of a high-purpose company.
The great thing is that the companies that passed our litmus test, meaning that purpose, some kind of a purpose was invaluable to the company, are not the companies that people really think about when they
really
think of sort of green business.
Now, so, but I want you to define your litmus test. Tell us what that is.
the litmus test is it's a very simple question. Is purpose invaluable to the company? You know, there are so many companies out there that claim to stand for some higher purpose, some social or environmental cause that serves the common good, but fewer of those companies actually absorb and reflect that purpose to the point where their own success depends on it.
See, I run into that for small businesses. In my work with small business, I run into, see, I have a litmus test too for the people that I work with and the people that we hang out with and that we want to do business with here in my business. And that is, do they get it or do they not get it? When it comes to small business, do they really get it or are they just giving us lip service? Are they, you know, are they capable of, do they really want to help small business owners, which, as you know, creates over half of the economy of the United States and employs over half of the employees and creates over half of the innovations in America? Do they really want to help these very important people? Or do they just want to use us and abuse us? And if they don't pass my litmus test, then you know they don't get it, and we don't do business with them.
That's phenomenal. In this study, I worked with a team of MBA students, and you know we looked at this litmus test and thought, actually, we need to figure out how to measure this irrefutably. So this can't be a subjective test. We looked at, okay, is purpose invaluable to the company? That means if you removed the thread, the company would start to unravel. It couldn't compete as efficiently in the marketplace. So from a financial point of view and from different points of view, we were able to actually quantify that. And the book gives descriptions of how certain companies passed, why they passed, and why certain companies did not pass.
But you didn't go into this thing presuming what their purpose was. You didn't say, you have to pass my purpose, or it has to be some value that we've imposed on this. You're just saying that you identify a purpose that is the core of the culture of this company.
That's
is that what
right.
you're saying?
Now, so what we did was we looked at 75 companies that spend millions and millions of dollars every year advertising their commitment to being a good corporate citizen. So it's kind of like what you're saying with small business. We looked at this group that was raising their hands in corporate America to say we're good corporate citizens, and we put them to the test using this litmus test and other criteria. And like I said, some passed and others didn't.
Mm-hmm. Can you say who did and who didn't?
Well, you know, you look at a company like, you know, probably a usual suspect that didn't pass is Chevron. But explaining why Chevron as an oil firm didn't pass is kind of interesting, because that's a company that spends probably $50, $60, $70 million annually advertising its commitment to environmental issues like energy conservation, but it doesn't sell any products that meet that favorable end.
Mm-hmm.
So because its profits depend on oil supply, demand, and control.
So they were kind of screwed from the beginning by definition, weren't they? Stand by, Christine. Christine Arena, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with Christine Arena. She's the author of The High Purpose Company. I'm Jim Blassingame. And as you know, I'm your host. Now, the question is, does your company pass the test? And Christine, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
Sure. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and any major retailer. And people can learn more about the book and my research and what I do by visiting high-purpose.com.
It's an outstanding book, folks, but also her picture's on the inside flap. That's almost worth the price. So you can tell your mother I said that too, Christine. You know, Christine, all the big guys listen to my show. You know, all the big companies, all the top Fortune 100 companies, all the international conglomerates, they're all tuned in. They all listen to my show. But I'm not interested in those guys because they can take care of themselves. I know those are the people you studied. But I want you to help small business owners now in this segment. I want you to help us identify find out whether we have a purpose, whether we have something that is the nexus that around which we all revolve, that is the glue that holds us together, that's the, you know, the common denominator, the essence of who we are that our culture builds around, that we build our success on. How does a small business owner, number one, find out if we have one, and number two, if we do find it, you know, what do we do about that?
Well, I think the first thing that any small business owner can do is really just simply ask the question, what is it that we are here to do? Besides making money, I mean, making money is the rule of the game of business, mm-hmm. but what's the point? So, and how do we fulfill that better than anybody else? So it's discovering and deciphering a purpose is really about figuring out, A, why are we here? You know, really, what needs do we meet? Why are we necessary? What makes us worthy of succeeding? And then figuring out, based on the company's greatest strengths, how it can sees that better than any other firm.
Could we ask ourselves this question? What would happen? What would our customers do, or what would they think if we disappeared today?
Yes.
Could we do that?
That's a great question, because without high purpose companies, because what they offer is so valuable, society would be worse off. So that's a great question. You know, would people really miss us if we weren't here?
See, I tell small business owners all the time, because see, we all have our challenges. I mean, we're out here working a high wire act without a net every day. We never have enough capital. We always have plenty of challenges, and we're one bad decision, one wrong decision, maybe away from abject failure. And sometimes, and so, you know, sometimes we look in the mirror in the morning, we say, why am I doing this? Do I matter? And we have the tendency to get down on ourselves, because, you know, sometimes we're almost all alone. And I try to remind them, hey, folks, you make a difference to your employees, to the families of your employees, to your customers. What would happen if you weren't there anymore? And I think those are the kinds of things that we need to be asking ourselves. And when we find them, Christine, I think we should be valuing them.
Absolutely, and communicating them to everybody who works in the company, no matter how small it is.
How does that work?
It's just about, so literally a purpose doesn't just come from thin air. It really should come from the people that support the business. What do those people really need? What is on their minds, and how can the company uniquely solve their problems, or what does it provide that others don't? So, getting people that are closest to the business together to help answer that question actually is a great step towards making progress along these lines.
So if I have a small grocery store, maybe my purpose is not to sell groceries, but to make sure that families have the food that they need conveniently. If I have a tire store, maybe my purpose is to keep families safe. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, if you look at big corporate examples, I mean, I know we're talking to small businesses here, but if JetBlue Airways was not dedicated to, as it puts it, bringing humanity back to air travel,
mm-hmm.
you would not have the experience you have when you get on a JetBlue flight. The employees who work for JetBlue would not be the most loyal airline employees in the world. The company would not have such loyal fan base. It would be just another airline.
So your evaluation, your litmus test basically for the big companies was, what did you say that you were going to do, and did you do that? What was your brand promise, and did you really live up to your core brand promise? So do you recommend that to small business, that we come up with our own brand promise?
Absolutely. Your own promise to society, yes. Because if you think about it, there are so many needs that a company could potentially meet. It could meet very superficial needs that are fleeting, such as the need to make hair shinier.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could meet a very deep fundamental needs that are deep enough to nurture the company's performance over time, and that are just more valuable.
And you're not talking about coming up with something that's unrelated to what you do. You're saying, identify what you do. What is it that you do in the marketplace, and what is it that what you do in the marketplace, how does it make a difference beyond just making a sale?
That's exactly right. Never pick a purpose that has nothing to do with your business.
Right. Right.
Look at companies like GE. I mean, GE is not a perfect company. It does not have a perfect history, but it's dedicated to providing imaginative answers to the mounting challenges to our ecosystem. And I know that's a mouthful, mm-hmm. but that mouthful is actually transformed into products that are worth $10 billion to GE.
Exactly. Christine, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
The book is called The High Purpose Company, And it's available wherever books are sold. The author is Christine Arena. Thanks, Christina. See you next time. Quick break, right back with Glenn Upiece right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.